Blog Talk Radio.
وعليكم السلام.
عليكم. اوكي الحمد لله. الحمد لله. This is Amin. Okay, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
Can you hear me?
Assalamualaikum. I can hear you good. Hear you good. Okay, good. I hear you good. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll start the show then.
Okay. Thank you.
Assalamualaikum.
May God bless you and thank you for your support. Waalaikum assalam. Okay, everybody who's on the line, stand by. We're going to call the adhan. And we're thankful to Allah that we're able to start the Jummah today. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So we're going to call the adhan and go into the talk in just a moment. If you're in a position to quiet your line, do the best you can. Maybe move it a little bit, see if that'll stop it and put it on mute. Thank you.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Looks like we're going to have a little feedback today. But hopefully everything will turn out right. May Allah bless each and every one of you. And we thank you for joining us. We're going to go into the Qutbah al-Hajja, which is the legitimate opening that Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, used to open up all of his talks. And it goes as Alhamdulillahi Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. And in the translation into English, it says, praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray. And whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can guide. We bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad is Allah's servant and his messenger. And when we say Allah, we're talking about Allah, the one and only, the ultimate reality. He is not physical. No sight can capture him. No hearing can capture him. But he has sight and vision and reality over all things. We thank Allah for guiding us and giving us another day, excellent day, excellent opportunity. When we say day, we mean time or period. Excellent opportunity to comply with his command and to seek ways that he has approved to obey him and to worship him, surrender to him, to comply with what Allah wants for us, to comply with his guidance, to obey him. We thank Allah for giving us this opportunity, this blessing to be Muslim. Because without this sacred way, this sacred religion, without this sacred guidance that Allah has blessed us with, we can't find our way in this world. We are lost little creatures, weak little creatures, helpless little creatures. Without Allah's guidance, his will, his desire to save us and help us and keep us out of the clutches, away from the clutches of Satan, of the evil one, the wicked one, the one who is constantly scheming and coming up with all kinds of things to tie up our minds, to trick our minds, and to turn us away from the way of Allah, to turn us away from Allah's guidance, to turn us away from Allah's protection and his mercy, to turn us away from worship of the one who created us. When you think about it, that's really, anybody who would do that to you or do that to us is really a dastardly thing, an evil thing, a cursed thing. And Satan is cursed. And he doesn't want to go down by himself. He wants to take as many of us with him as possible. But we, the Muslims, are determined to escape the clutches of Satan. And we curse Satan. We don't want to come into what he calls us to, the so-called fun. Everything he calls you to, it looks dazzling and sweet from the outside or from a distance. But it's destructive. It's crippling. It will injure our minds and keep us from seeing straight. Keep us from seeing the clear way. Keep us from seeing clearly, and he wants to keep light off of us. Keep our vision dim down, where we can't see clearly what's going on. You know, a person that wears glasses know what I'm talking about. You're born with this nice sight, and then somewhere along the way, your vision became injured or obstructed, or you ate something or exposed to something that caused your vision to become off, to go off. And so now you've got dim vision or double vision or vision where you can't see far, a vision where you don't want things to be too close to you. But Allah has promised us not just physical vision. Allah has promised us clear sight. He has promised us that we will see clearly on our path, that he will put a light on our path that will let us be knowing and understanding, knowledgeable and wise, when everybody else is in the dimness or in the darkness or in the blurred. You know, I heard a speaker say one time, there's a disease called zircon. And he said it doesn't mean zircon the blue. We used to say that certain people had blue eyes, they was the devil. But it doesn't mean blue physical eye. Zircon is a disease, which kind of is blurredness, where you can't see clearly. But we don't want any disease of our physical eyes. We don't want any problems with our physical eyes. We don't want any problems, certainly don't want problems with our psychological sight or insight. We don't want problems with our mental vision. We don't want problems with our spirituality or our feelings in our heart. We don't want problems with our emotions. And thank Allah that the scientists who study these things and give a lot of thought to these things and who collect themselves and gather together and even have schools of thought surrounding what's happening with the mind. What kind of things can build the mind up, keep the mind going? What kind of things can hurt the mind or injure the mind? And they have come up with many truths and ideas, concepts that give us tools for keeping an eye on what's going, keeping a vision on, an insight, a sight on what's going on with us in the life of this world as we try to travel from the beginning to the end. Brothers and sisters, we don't need a troubled path. We don't need a troubled road. If you would do what's right, righteousness keeps your road healthy, keeps your sight healthy, keeps the atmosphere clean and clear. You can breathe the healthy atmosphere by just staying righteous and doing what Allah has ordered, because Allah says in the Holy Quran that originally He has made everything out of truth, and that every living thing He has made from water. He has made everything with nothing but truth, and He has made every living thing with water, out of water, moisture. So with truth and water put together, that sounds like a refreshing experience. And Allah wants us to stay refreshed. You know, when you work with the computer and you get too much junk on the screen, you hit the button called refresh, and it starts everything over again. Well, in our lives, we don't want a big bunch of jumbled mistakes and problems. We want to be able to look clearly, see clearly, know what we're doing, so that we can be refreshed all the time. And Allah promised us such things. He said believers will have joy in all that they do. That believers will have joy in all that they do. And you say, well, how is that possible? But you know, things can become very miserable. But when you reflect on Allah, Allah says if you call Him to mind, you will see rightly. You will see aright. When you call Allah to mind, when you're being tested by anything, you will stay enough in your right mind for you to say, they didn't kill my joy. They didn't destroy the real me. I'll just call on Allah, and you refresh yourself. Go and make your prayers. Allah said in the Quran, prayer is illumination. Prayer is illumination. It lights things up, make you see things right. If you call on Allah, that is illumination. That's a prayer right there. If you just say, Allah, help me. If you say, Allah, who act by the Allah is greater and more important than anything. If you say, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. He is the praiseworthy. He is the most high. If you say these kinds of things, we call them zikr, which means remembrance of Allah. If you remember Allah, call Allah to mind, your mind will be corrected. Allah is the supreme mind. He's the supreme being. But Allah says He's given every creature something of His own spirit. He's given every creature something of His spirit. Allah has given all of us something of Allah's spirit. When we remember that Allah is with us, And Allah says in the Holy Quran that he is closer to you than even your own jugular vein. So Allah is inside of you. He knows what you're going through. You're riding around in the body. But Allah is there with you. Allah is in you, and Allah is all around you. He's in others, and he's everywhere. He's far, and he's near at the same time. Only the Creator can do that, has that power. The being that has that power, but doesn't mean you harm, oh, that's your Creator. Satan doesn't have all those powers, but he always means you harm. So whenever you feel anything harmful in your life, you must say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. I seek refuge with Allah against the Satan, the evil, accursed, evil one, devil, all those things. And you will see rightly because you will feel that nearness to Allah. You'll be reminding yourself. That's what zikr is, reminding ourselves. You'll be reminding yourself that Allah is near you, that Allah is in control, that Allah is your creator, that Allah loves you. He has all those names, you know. Almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, that he hears everything that's going on with you. And you know the sight is so powerful, the hearing is so powerful, you don't have to see things with your physical eyes. You can see things with your hearing. Sometimes you hear a sound, and you say, what was that? And everybody around you say, what are you talking about? Because you have an inner hearing, and you have outer hearing. And sometimes you'll be thinking about something, and you can see a whole scene. You can see it and hear it, and it's not even physical. It's in your mind. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, keep Allah on your mind, and you will always be walking in truth. Allah, one of his names is Al-Haq, which means he's the truth. He's the reality, not a physical reality, although he has created all the physical realities, and he controls all the physical realities, and he's got power and dominion, control and authority over all realities, physical realities, and as well as the spiritual realities. Spiritual is not really something that doesn't exist. It does exist. It is real. Allah has power over that domain too. Allah says there's people, there's entities, shaitan, that can try to influence the spiritual things. Try to make you hear things that you shouldn't be thinking about or that others don't hear. But you're influenced by it and make you act up or act out. Well, it might make you happy. But if it's from Satan, he's going to let you look like or think like you're going to be happy and end up being a trap. But Allah is in control of every reality, and no matter where you go, whether you're out physically, whether you're experiencing physical things, spiritual things, something you read and it makes sense to you, mental things, whether you're around people or not, always keep Allah in that reality in your mind with you. Keep Allah in those scenes. You can't see Allah physically. You can't imagine Allah even. You can't even imagine Allah. You can only have faith. You can only have hope that Allah is always with you. You can only believe that Allah is always with you, always with you. And see, don't you feel better? See, don't you get results? Allah says you will see rightly when you call him to mind. Just do it. And you'll say, oh, it does work. Oh, praise to Allah. Brothers and sisters, we're the most fortunate people walking this earth. And there's so many, many more people than us who are fortunate because we're on this earth with them. Allah says in the Holy Quran that you are the best community evolved for the benefit of mankind. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas. Kuntum khayra. You are the best. You are the best That's what Khaira means. You are the best community. Iva kuntum Khaira ummatin. You're the best community. Khaira ummatin. Community. Evolve for the benefit of mankind. Making mankind better group. Even though it's more than you, most of them, Allah said in the Quran, are transgressors. Most of them are not on the right path. So don't be surprised. We're so surprised when a friend of ours or a relative of ours, something bad happens. We say, oh, how can I get past this? Just keep calling on Allah and keep remembering the good things. Most of us, unfortunately, because of the way we're made and the way Shaitan approaches us, it seems like bad things just stay in our mind. They stick with us. They hang around. They haunt us. They're like spooks and monsters, freaks, beasts and stuff. No. Allah said in the Holy Quran, He more justly has the right to be remembered and thought about and feared and respected and loved and worshipped. Allah says in the Quran, it's justice. It's more just. It's more just to obey Him. It's more just to fear Him. It's more just to think about Allah, remember Allah in everything you're doing. That's justice. Are you a good person or not? If you're a good person, then you love justice. Good people love fairness. Good people want things to work out well for everybody. When Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, was being persecuted, there was angels and also good people around him and said, don't you want that Allah would punish these people? And the Prophet, peace be upon him, was so good. He was so good. He was so good that he said, I just wish they would be Muslims. Brothers and sisters, most of us are not on that level. We wish pain and misery and harm and death and all kinds of things on people that harm us or hurt us or bring us problems. I hear them all the time. I don't never want to see you again in life. All that, you know. And people, Shaitan can use people to bring some serious pain to you. It can bring a hellified pain to you. Hellified. Yes, hell. But we need to pray to Allah and ask Allah, beg Allah to give us the strength to just want the people to become better. That's why we have da'wah, to get them to start making zikr, get them to remember Allah. We do the da'wah, which is the preaching, the teaching, the sharing, the spreading, spreading of our information, the propagation of our truth to others who don't have anything nearly as good, and they are suffering. But if we can get them to understand some of the things, as much as possible, of the things that Allah has given us, has blessed us with, that makes our life good, that makes our life go smooth, that makes us happy, that makes us joyful, that makes us stop and remember Allah, to love Allah, and to trust Allah, to have faith in Allah, that makes us call on Allah, that makes us seek refuge with Allah. If we could share our good things with them, they would become milder. They would become sensible, more sensible. They will become people who have respect for justice and fairness and righteousness. The prophets proved that getting the people to remember Allah works. Allah says in the Holy Quran, you yourself wasn't all that righteous in the beginning. I mean, you were born right. But there's many things that you did. Allah says that if he were to destroy men for the things that they have done, if he were to punishment according to what they deserve, he would not leave on the earth anybody. He said a single living creature. So all of us have done something that would bring doom on us. We should want to share with others what has saved us from the doom, what has saved us from harm, what has saved us from the clutches of the devil, the grip of the devil. If you can teach somebody to talk right, to act right, think right, number one. If you can put in some ideas in their presence that make them stop and think,
that make them see something of their value, that makes them understand life is worth living, that makes them stay away from the industries of corruption, the drinking, the alcohol, you know, the drugs, the cigarettes and the tobacco products, the guns, the homosexuality, the crying and weeping for others who tell you to cry and weep for them as they torture you or pester you. Don't you know there's people in the world that want you to constantly be reminded of what they went through, how they suffered, how they died, how they made all kinds of sacrifices, but they don't give a hoot about you. They don't care about you at all. They go so far in trying to get you to be crying about their situation. I would call it hazing. I would call it gaslighting. But they want to manipulate you all the time. I would call it haunting, just haunting you with what they went through and trying to get laws changed where you can't say anything about them or against their name, not that you would want to as a Muslim. You want them to be fair. You want them to be honest. You want them to be learn to be Muslim, to learn to, and Muslim means one who submits or surrenders themselves to the Creator, to Allah. One who submits himself to what Allah wants him to do, to what the Creator wants him to do. That's what Muslim means. That's what a believer wants for the whole mankind, just like the Prophet, peace be upon him. The believers should say, I'm going to keep thinking about it and keep thinking about it and keep praying for it until I get a quality of life to where I want everybody else to have this good and excellent quality of life. But you got people on earth who... they compel you. They try to force you to love them as they hate you. They try to compel you to feel what they went through years and years and years and years ago. Got it on TV all the time. If you say anything about them, they'll put you on TV or tell everybody in hearing range how horrible you are because you won't give all of your stuff to love them. And you won't forget about the pain you're going through and think about what they've been through. And many times they're not suffering at all. Sometimes they're the richest people on the planet, most organized people on the planet, the most grouped up, collected, and unified people on the planet among themselves. They don't want you to get in there. They don't want you to have any of that. They don't want you to have that love. And they own the vehicles that cause everybody to be able to know about what's going on in society. They might own the media, the educational system, influence the politics. Yeah, they tell you, bring about a situation. They want you to bring about a situation where you are talking politically correct. And when they say they want you to be politically correct, they're saying they want you to say and talk like they tell you to talk like. They want you to do what they want you to do. They don't want you to be rich and powerful like them. They want to use every device they got, mostly wicked devices, to manipulate you and to force you into thinking about them first and fearing them. Allah tells us, if you fear anything as a God besides him, he will punish you and curse you. But they want you to see them as a God. And they'll tell you that they're the chosen ones. They're the chosen ones. And you better believe it. They're the chosen ones. That's what they'll tell you. And they'll haze you. And even if you never even think about them, they want to force you to think about them as much as possible, and to run to help them, to run, drop everything you're doing, to run to help them, aid them, fear them, sacrifice for them, and they don't care about you at all. They hate you, in fact, and they tell you you can never be like them. You can never be in their group. You can never be in their organization. You can never be in their syndicate. You can never be in their race or their culture. but they want you to drop everything, every good thing you do. That's the devil. The devil, Satan, pleaded with Allah to give him a chance to prove that the good people, mankind, would not be grateful for what Allah had given them. That's pretty ungrateful if you're doing what the evil ones want you to do, politicians want you to do, what the judges want you to do, what the psychiatrists and psychologists and educate, so-called educators, criminals, slicksters and syndicate people, the mafias and cartels, that's pretty sick if you're doing what they want you to do, if you're doing what the commercials want you to do over what Allah wants you to do or has commanded you to do. That's pretty sick. That's pretty weak. So the Muslims are told Allahu Akbar. That means Allah is greater and more important than anything or anyone. Allahu Akbar. Remember that, brothers and sisters. Allah is the only one worthy of worship. La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. That's how you get to be a Muslim, is that you see that there's something more important in this world, that's greater than this world, that's greater than ruining yourself with the silly stuff that they got you doing in this society. Misdressing yourself, eating of things forbidden. You shouldn't eat that. Eating of things forbidden, wearing of things forbidden, smoking and drinking, and using tools for destruction. Needles, shooting drugs in your body, shooting guns and killing each other. Men thinking that it's okay for him to act like a woman, switch around like a woman when a woman don't really even walk like that. Yes, when she moves, she is attractive to a man. But the evil ones, they want to exaggerate it to catch your attention and pretend that they're a woman to get you to stop acting like you're a natural man. Brothers and sisters, we're not going to follow the evil ones. We're going to obey Allah. He's the real and only creator of the heavens and the earth. When we say Allahu Akbar, we really mean it. That Allah is greater and more important than anything I can think of, anything I can see, anything I can hear. Allah is above the senses. Allah is above the whole creation, brothers and sisters. Let us remember that. Let us live by that. We'll be successful. Don't let this world haze you and haunt you and prod you. Priding you, always bothering you. Can't turn on the TV without these fools on there talking about somebody's after them. They're the boogeyman, but they tell you that the boogeyman is after them. They're the devil. Didn't Jesus, peace be upon him, call his own people that he was sent to save the children of Israel? He was sent to save the children of Israel. Didn't he say that they were the children of the devil? He didn't even say they were the children of Israel. He said, you're the children of the devil, children of Israel. And that's how they behave. They can't get along with their neighbors, always causing problems, blaming you for their problems, accusing you of hating them when you don't even think about them. So they put you on TV and on every commercial and every commercial, everything in between the commercials to try to get you to see that you must be bad. Because you're thinking of doing them harm when you're not thinking of doing them any harm. Brothers and sisters, let us wake up. They call that gaslighting. They call it manipulation. Extreme manipulation. To trick you out of your mind. To make you think something that you're not thinking. To make you feel like you're not as stable as you should be or could be. To make you second guess yourself all the time. To make you have bad dreams and nightmares. In their name. Yeah, so that what are you ending up doing? You're almost about to worship the devil. You're worshiping the devil instead of dreaming about Allah. You should be dreaming about what's in the Holy Quran. The commands of Allah. The promises of Allah. The beautiful things that Allah has promised you and said and guaranteed you that you will inherit and the beauty of living forever in joy and happiness and peace and tranquility. The of having the best clothes, the best food, the best friends, the best children, the best wife or husband. Woman to have a handsome husband forever. Man to have a beautiful wife forever. Mates that speak their words, speak their language, speak their conversation. No bunch of arguing. No confusion in the paradise. That's what you should be thinking about, brothers and sisters, what Allah has promised you. Not the hell of the everyday living in a society that's obedient to the devil by poisoning its own people, tricking its own people, lying to its own people. Their whole religion, their whole politics is nothing but a made-up thing by the children of the devil. A made-up thing given them and forced on them, and forced on them so intensely that they think it's real and they think it's their own, and it's not their own. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, he told them, he said, I come not of myself. Then why do you keep saying he's God when he tells you, I was sent? I was sent. I come not of myself, but of him who sent me. Somebody sent me. But look how this society has allowed the voices, the wicked voices in society, the way, way, way up high people. You better not even go or be caught in the villages and towns and mountainsides and beaches that they live on, because you're not allowed there, because they live in exclusiveness. But the most exclusive is their devil mind. Their intelligence and their schemes are so high, Allah says their schemes, it's right in the Quran, Allah says their schemes are such that they will shake the mountains. In other words, their lies will shake any kind of reality that you could live in. You might be, well, like Dr. King, he said he'd been to the mountaintop. So that means that human beings can see very high. They can see very plain things. They can see glorious things. Allah said in the Holy Quran that the evil ones say things that would shake that place where you would be trying to go to get away from all this nonsense, or to seek the safety of Almighty God up high, high, high living, high quality mindedness. Satan wants to tear you down, confuse you, but you can't fly right. You can't climb. He wants you to roll down a mountain. He wants to break your wings where you can't fly. So your dreams and your reality, your daily flight is all messed up. You can't see down the street hardly because you're trapped in your mind. Sometimes you need to take your hands and just take a hold of your head very tenderly. Take a hold of your head and say, who has the power to go in through my ears and my eyes and trick what I have inside this glorious head that Almighty God has given me? You need to get a hold of yourself and ask yourself, who would spend time doing that, and why would they do it? They spend time doing it. They spend time. There are those who spend time doing it because they want to use their permission from Allah to come at you with all of their power, all of their intelligence. They're not coming at you with morality because they're not good people. They are, just like Jesus said, peace be upon them, the children of Satan. And all the Christians know it. So then why do the Christians, many of them, why do they allow alcohol and drugs in their environment, their culture, their country? Why would they? If the Jews are God's chosen people, or whoever says they're chosen, why would they be caught doing any vices? Gambling, approving homosexuality, shutting down good businesses and athletic teams, good firms, shutting them down. Something that should be firm, they make it weak and fluid. Floppy. Why would the children of Israel and the Christians allow crookedness and wickedness and filth and corruption and sin and disgrace and crime in such a big amount? Word is profusion in their society. If they are truly believers in Almighty God, because they've been tricked. That's why. they've been tricked so that they think up is down. They think right is left. That means that they don't know right from wrong. Brothers and sisters, we're the Muslims. We're going to hold on to our book, the Holy Quran, because it will not allow that anything be anything but the reality that Allah says he wants it to be. His promise is true. His power is almighty. Almighty. His verdict, his end, is the final end, the real end, the true end. And in that end, we will be judged. So don't let your time slip away. Allah says, "Inna al-mubadzirina kana ikwana shaitan," that the wasters are the brothers of the devil. The wasters are the brothers of Satan. So don't let your days, your weeks, your months, your years, don't even let a minute or a second cause you not to remember Allah. You should remember Allah in everything that you're doing all day long, and watch and see how your days improve. Allah has given us remembrance of him and the example of Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, to whom the Holy Quran was revealed. He's given us prayer. He's given us charity. Allah has given us prayer. Allah has given us charity. Allah has given us fasting. Allah has given us hajj, pilgrimage, making journeys to please Allah. Allah has given us that so that we would be sturdy, strong, and unshakable people. A people who have, who it says in the Quran, take a hold of his rope. Hold on to the rope of Allah. Take grip. Grip what Allah has gripped. Allah has that grip. And he offers you a chance to hold on to his rope. And you will never fail. That is the rope that is connected directly to the creator of the heavens and the earth. Why would you miss that opportunity? Every day, remember Allah. Use the prayers. Use the remembrance of Allah, the prayers. Use the charity. Charity destroys sinfulness. Prayer is illumination. Fasting is a proof. The Holy Quran says fasting is a proof. And it says that the fasting is a purification, and it says that the fasting is for Allah, brings you near to Allah. Taking the journey to Mecca, or even acting like, even having a desire, an intention to make the charity. Make the journey, the pilgrimage to Mecca, is a proof for you, is a help for you. Having sins forgiven. Brothers and sisters, let us wake up. We're going to go into the second part of the talk. I hope I made some things clear to you today. But Satan is out to get you. He is out to trick you and make you remember him, hazing you, forcing you to remember him, haunting you, constantly in the way, annoying you. Allah says he's a trifling annoyance. Says his strategies are weak. It's in the Quran. His strategies are weak. His schemes are weak. We are stronger than Satan. So don't give him any of your attention. The best way to kill the ultimate narcissist, the ultimate vain, wicked, evil one, is to stop giving him attention. And Allah says in the Quran, whenever you sense or believe that the presence of Shaitan is there, or he whispers something to you, says, seek refuge with Allah. Allah hears and sees everything. That's what that verse says. That's what that verse says. That's part of it, that he hears and sees everything. He's right there looking at Satan trying to get you. And Allah tells us to reject Satan, to reject him. Alhamdulillah. Don't hang up. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-kharar mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Brothers and sisters, that means we praise Allah and we wish the choicest blessings be upon Muhammad, his messenger Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him. He is the best of all of the messengers. And peace be upon all of the believers, his family, and all of the believers the world over. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, we're going into the end of the khutbah talk here. And we thank Allah for guiding us and giving us strength. We thank Allah for letting us be Muslims and for helping us always. I'm going to read just a verse of the Quran. It just reminds us.
وقال الذين كفروا لرسلهم لرسلهم لنخرجنكم من دينا أو لتعودون في ملتنا فأوها إليهم ربهم لا تهلكننا وتهلكنا ظالمين. Excuse my misreading there in the Arabic. I actually can read better than that, but you have to practice, you know. And but anyway, I'm going to read the all praise to Allah. I can read it at all. The English says, and the unbelievers said to the to their messengers, be sure we will drive you out of our land, or ye shall return to our religion. Be sure we will drive you out of our land, or you shall have to return to our religion, is what they were saying. But their Lord, Allah, inspired this message to them. Verily, we shall cause the wrongdoers to perish or to fail. And Allah said in the Quran, his word never changes. So what was true for this messenger thousands of years ago is true for us now. The unbelievers were saying, their unbelievers thousands of years ago were talking to the prophets, the messengers, be sure we will drive you out from around here. Drive you out of society. Drive you out of our culture. Or we won't if you return to our religion. Or you'll have to return to our religion. If you want to be safe, in other words. But Allah inspired this message. Their Lord, the Lord of the messengers, inspired this message to them. Verily, we shall cause the wrongdoers to perish. They're the ones who are in trouble. That's what it's saying. So, brothers and sisters, let us take that attitude. They're trying to drive us out of our minds. You know, we can lose. Allah said in the Quran, you're going to lose wealth. You're going to lose relatives, you're going to lose lives, you're going to lose sometimes. But you have to keep your faith in Allah so that you won't crash, you won't become depressed, you won't get stressed out, you won't run away, you won't do like some of these people and kill themselves, you won't start getting on drugs, you won't start using alcohol, you won't hang out with people that's going to get you in all kind of trouble. Some people give up on life. Don't do that. Muslims are told that if you kill yourselves, you're going to hell. Muslims are told if you be hanging around people who are criminals, you're going to be a criminal if that's what you want to do. Allah says when you be around people and they be talking against righteousness and talking against truth and talking against reason and talking against the Lord Allah, he said, leave their presence. Otherwise, you are just like them.
So Muslims, we got all the equipment we need to be away from wrong and wrongdoing. All the facts and truth we need to escape from lies and falsehood. Allah said in the Holy Quran, you're going to lose some people. Everybody's not going to go to heaven. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was told, you can't guide everybody that you love. You know how many people loved him? The whole city loved him. And he loved them. But when he started talking about being righteous in the way Allah guided him with the Holy Quran verses, a great separation took place, didn't it? When he started talking about he didn't want to worship no idols and pray to no statues and pray to no wood and no stones and stuff, when he started talking about he didn't want to pray to no rocks and eagles and hawks and all that, those different, because they had over 360 different false gods, and some of them were the image of animals, dogs, all kind of stuff, people, weird schemes that they had dreamed up in their mind, you know, like horror movies, superstition and superstitious images and stuff that they make up, like the horoscope, you know. And when Prophet Muhammad SAW rejected that stuff, all those people that used to love him and all those people that he loved, a big separation took place. And they said he had lost his mind saying that our 360-something gods ain't no good. The devil must got him. One of our gods must have cursed him. I wonder which one it was. You know, brothers and sisters, get a grip on yourself and be stable with this Holy Quran. Read what it says inside of it, because what's inside of it will save your mind, will save you some emotional pain, will save you some psychological pain, and save you some save you from confusion, will save you from darkness and dimness and ignorance and superstition and stupid stuff. What's in this Holy Quran is the guiding light. One of its names is the light, Al-Kitab al-Nur, Book of Light. Kitab al-Haq, Book of Truth. Yes, brothers and sisters, the real reality, it is inside your heads. I don't know if you still have your hands up to your head or not. But there is reality inside your head, but you read the Holy Quran, you'll get more reality in your head, more information in your head, more truth and illumination in your head. And pretty soon your head will become a Quran. On some level, you keep reading this Quran, and on some level, your head will become a Quran. Isn't that what they told Prophet Muhammad SAW? Isn't that what his wife said? They asked him, how is he at home? And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that means prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, his wife said, when you see him, you see the Quran. And then you might have heard the language that he is the Quran walking. Well, it's not your finger that thinks. It's not your foot that thinks. It's not your hand that thinks. Your heart is said to be able to think. But your mind, most of your most valuable thinking happens up inside your head. So feed your head through your eyes and your ears. Recite the Quran. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدَى الْمُتَّقِينَ. Put that in your head, that this is a book in which there is guidance for sure, with no doubt in it, for those who really believe in Allah, who respect Allah, who fear Allah, who praise Allah, who regard Allah most high, and who avoid lies and superstition and nonsense, who seek refuge with Allah against the lies. I hope you value that head of yours that you got there with the eyes and the ears, that take in the information, that can take in truth, draw it in. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, says Allah says that every letter that you see in the Quran, every letter that you hear in the Quran, every letter that you recite in the Quran builds you up more and more and more. It gives you 10 good deeds for each letter. That's growth. That's some serious growth. Wouldn't you like a CD that gave you 10% constantly? And compounds The more you get another CD and it gives you another 10% and compounds. The Quran is not stagnant. It's not standing still. It's a growth vehicle. It's a growth vessel. It's a growth instrument. It's a growth tool. It's a growth doing thing. And when you read it, it goes into you. When you listen to it, every letter is going into you, and it's helping you. It's processing you. It's feeding you. It's strengthening you. It's encouraging you. It's developing you. It's making you healthier, stronger, smarter, wiser. It's genius material in there, but it's more than that. It's the will of Almighty God. It's the divine truth. It's the divine knowledge of Almighty God, the gift to his prophet Muhammad and all the world of righteous people, so that we will get stronger and stronger and stronger, and the devil will not be able to get us. Allah says that we are the best people evolved for the benefit of mankind, but we're only 20 or 25% of the earth. But we're the ones who are sent here for the development and the benefit of all the rest of them. But Satan can't get us. The rest of them, I just wish they become Muslims. They don't know what they're missing. Brothers and sisters, we're going to close. We thank Allah for giving us the ability to be here for the Jummah and for giving us this Quran. Whenever we read the Quran, we say and finish, we say Sadaqallahu Lazim, that Allah spoke the, Allah speaks the truth, and Allah has spoken the truth already. He spoke it a long time ago in the beginning. So we thank Allah for guiding us, and we're going to close with these words. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means surely Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. O you who believe, do you always give Prophet Muhammad the great salute and respect. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidu Majid. Allahumma barak alayhi Muhammad wa ala alayhi Muhammad kama baraka alayhi Ibrahim ala alayhi Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidu Majid. And that means, O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. Exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt Abraham and his family. And O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did bless Abraham and his family. For surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. And that means, our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Give us wives and children who will be a comfort to us, to our life, to our vision, to our senses, and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmil kafirin. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything that we may have done that transgressed our duty. Have mercy upon us. Give us our sins. Let us be of those who stand firm, establish our feet firmly, and give us strength against those who stand against faith. Alhamdulillah. Rabbana hablana min azwaj subhana. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, after we pass in this world. And grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Ameen. Aqim as-salat. That means stand up for the prayer. All day, comma. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya al-salah, hayya al-salah, hayya al-falah, hayya al-falah. Qad kamat as-salah, qad kamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Okay, brothers and sisters, we're going to make the, that means stand up for the prayer. That's towel means line up shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot.
And we're going to stick the stand close together and make the Juma prayer with the two rakats. And we're bowing only to Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And we start out by saying Allahu Akbar, which means Allah is greater and more important than the creator. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولا آمن أهل الكتاب إلا كان خيرا لكم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده Allahu Akbar. اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل اعوذ برب الناس مالك الناس اله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس And now it's not the one Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you, have mercy upon you, forgive you your sins. We pray for those who are ill, and we ask Allah to forgive them, return them to their families, get them well, back on their feet, return them to their families. We pray for those who have returned to Allah, who have died before us. We ask Allah to forgive them their sins, have mercy upon them, admit them into paradise. And we pray that their families don't suffer mourning too much behind their passing. All righteous people will return to Allah for a great and magnificent reward. But everyone will return to Allah. But we hope that those who did sin ignorantly, that Allah would have mercy upon them. And brothers and sisters, I want to warn you and bring something to your attention. You know, the Holy Quran will save you from the Holocaust. Some people might say, what am I talking about? You know, there are people who say that they suffered a Holocaust, and they say that millions of them died, but they didn't suffer the loss of hundreds of millions of their people. The Black Holocaust, or the Holocaust of the people of Africa, it is said by many, many learned historians, has been written in books by them, that bringing the people to America and to South America, North America as slaves, bringing them here, capturing them and bringing them
to out of Africa into the Americas to use them as slaves for these hundreds of years, cost the lives of, I've heard some historians say, hundreds of millions of people, because that slavery shipping went on for hundreds of years, about 300 years. And it was done by the Spanish, the Portuguese, the French, the English, the Dutch, the some of the German, like the Austrians, the Italians, the Americans, the Mexicans, the Brazilians, because they came out of Portugal and they called the new land Brazil, but they turned around and got back into the slave trade themselves. So the slave trade brought about the destruction and the loss and the murder of hundreds of millions, at least 100 million. So if there's a Holocaust afoot, if there's a Holocaust going on, then the African people of Africa would be the ones who should have the highest and the greatest voice about it. They should be making the most noise about it. But here in the streets of America today, and many of these other colonies of these European countries, you still have the children of Africa, the sons of Africa, being slaughtered in the streets. So the Holocaust goes on. So when other people are talking about their Holocaust, you better keep in mind, if you're an African-American or live in America, you better keep in mind the Holocaust that goes on, that African-Americans should be talking about, that black people should be talking about. Now, I'm not one of these people, black, all the time. But I'm telling you, what's fair is fair. What's just is just. Stand up for your own kind and quit worrying about everybody else who's constantly trying to force their remembrance of what happened to them on you, trying to force you to feel sorry for them and cry for them and weep over their situation when your situation has been and will probably continue to be for a long time far worse than anything they could ever imagine suffering. If they murdered the Jewish kid in the street like they murdered the black kids in the street, oh, what do you think they would say? May Allah bless each and every one of us. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.